HKX. Mobiles.
ETY, how's it going, Patrick?
You know, how about you?
Not too bad. Just been out working in the rain over here.
Thought I smelled something.
I smelled something too now.
I'm getting too wet. hate you had to get wet at all.
It's all good. What you up to?
But my son moved this afternoon. He's the landlord. He's got a little bigger, nicer house that got empty, so they moved into it from the one they had just down the road. So been helping him do that.
Cool. How's your knee feeling?
Just still being real careful with foot placement. Don't want to slip or anything like I did last Friday.
Did you mess it up a little bit?
Slip and you tense up, and the muscles around it tightened up, and it's a little stiff, but other than that, it's okay.
Maybe just some ice helped.
Just getting up and walking it off, you know, rub a little dirt on it, get back to it.
Yes, I get that. What else you up to today?
I'm heading over to Hendersonville to meet a group of guys before the Hendersonville Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club has their meeting up here tonight.
Good time. Anybody I know up there?
People that check in on the 610s net, that'll be there. But not many. I don't think you'd know any of them right off.
The radio for so long. Well, that's cool. I hope you have fun tonight.
We're meeting up for, like I said, dinner. The wife, she's working her second job this evening, and so she won't be home, so I just want to go sit there by myself. So I'm going to go hang out with them, and I can't remember what the meeting's even about tonight, but I'm not at home sitting there by myself.
How's that? I'm currently been home all alone, so I totally get trying to fill up some of that time. I'm actually headed back home, but I'll be cleaning and working, but I'll probably do something for dinner. But yeah, well, good. I'm glad you're out and about, and I'm glad your knee is doing better.
I'm glad you finally got moved back into your house, and I know you'll be happy when the family gets moved back in with you.
I still got all these boxes to go through, but I'm happy to be back in the house. So it'll take us a few months to kind of get everything unboxed and settled in, but totally happy. Can't wait for the family to be back.
All right, Daniel, I got a phone call, so I'm going to hop off. KO4HKX, 73.
73, Patrick. Talk to you later. KI4DTY.
Where EJY?
Why, what you doing a long time?
Use that radio?
Barely.
Here you all. I figured you'd be talking in the microphone backwards or something.
They're into my ear, and I couldn't figure out why no one could hear me, but thank God I have this thing pre-programmed.
For real, you'd be completely lost.
I'm either getting in a noise or you are, but I thankfully have it programmed where I can actually recall most of my settings, but the mount for my mic broke, so I got to fix that.
Give me a second here.
80?
Yeah, I'm on 80.
It was coming over right now, like headed to my house, because I haven't heard from him.
Wade can't really describe it. She's like, well, Rob's going over to Daniel's house so they can bring the checks to you or they can mail them to you. And I was like, no, just drop them off. If he's going to Daniel's, just drop them off. And so she made it sound like it was right then or tonight or something.
I have no clue. So, but my truck stinks so bad now. Apparently, I put that wet box in here and now it's like stinking it up.
Over there.
So some of the mess, and I figured I would find a little drop-off place and I could just throw it in there.
I don't have any around here, but, or on your way between those two locations, so, I mean, you might have seen one, I just don't know.
Offered the cardboard the other day, I thought near or around Hudson, but I know there used to be one right behind the old McDonald's, but I could have sworn there was another one over here somewhere.
Noah, if you could try tossing it in the dumpster behind Ace.
Got it.
Okay. That's the only thing I know I have to do.
I'm probably going to do a dump run tomorrow because I got a bunch of garbage at the house anyway, so I have a meeting with someone. I can't remember. I'm not meeting with you tomorrow, am I?
No, I've got a job tomorrow.
I have a meeting or something tomorrow. Oh, I got a phone call tonight at 6. I just remembered. For some reason, I thought I had a meeting. But anyways, I was going to try to do a dump run, so I'll just try to find if there's another cardboard place close by.
I still may need your help moving that wash machine.
Do you want to do it?
Is there tomorrow or Thursday, maybe?
If I wrote down what I'm supposed to be doing tomorrow, but if not, then I can help you tomorrow. That's fine. Do you mean after work?
After work. I'm not sure how long it'll take me. I gotta put some trim up where a dog ripped down some wallpaper in two spots, so they just won't, like, on the corner. I just gotta try and trim it up to hide that, and then I gotta put a handrail up, just screwed to the wall.
G3?
Be done by lunchtime.
I was supposed to be meeting with Kip tomorrow, but it's not been verified. So, but if you're done by lunchtime, I may be done with what I need to do with the dump run and stuff.
Well, I'll let you know, but I think I'll be wrapped up by lunch. Oh, wait, I am supposed to meet. It'll be like 1 or 2 o'clock.
I think I'm supposed to meet Kip at 3.
All I really need help with is just pushing it into the back of the pickup truck, and then when I take it to the metal place, they'll pull it out.
The only thing I need, we don't have to do it tomorrow, I need to get that grill loaded up onto, I meant to grab the trailer from Pop. Do you have your little trailer?
No. McGuire has it.
Copy. All right, well, just let me know tomorrow. I'll help you load it up. Like I said, I know I'm supposed to meet Kip at 3.
Yeah, I'll let you know. But, all right, I'll let you go. KI4EJY, I'll be clear.
Copy. KI4DTY73, talk to you later.